Chapter 30, The Digital Hub. From iTunes to the iPod. Connecting the Dots. Once a year, Jobs took his most valuable employees on a retreat, which he called the Top 100. They were picked based on a simple guideline: the people you would bring if you could take only 100 people with you on a lifeboat to your next company. At the end of each retreat, Jobs would stand in front of a whiteboard. He loved whiteboards because they gave him complete control of a situation and they engendered focus, and ask, "What are the 10 things we should be doing next?" People would fight to get their suggestions on the list. Jobs would write them down and then cross off the ones he decreed dumb. After much jockeying, the group would come up with a list of 10. Then Jobs would slash the bottom 7 and announce, "We can only do 3. By 2001, Apple had revived its personal computer offerings. It was now time to think different. A set of new possibilities topped the "What Next?" list on his whiteboard that year. At the time, a pall had descended on the digital realm. The dot-com bubble had burst, and the NASDAQ had fallen more than 50% from its peak. Only 3 tech companies had ads during the January 2001 Super Bowl, compared to 17 the year before. But the sense of deflation went deeper. For the 25 years since Jobs and Wozniak had founded Apple, the personal computer had been the centerpiece of the digital revolution. Now experts were predicting that its central role was ending. "It had matured into something boring," wrote the Wall Street Journal's Walt Mossberg. Jeff Whiteson, the CEO of Gateway, proclaimed, "We're clearly migrating away from the PC as the centerpiece." It was at that moment that Jobs launched a new grand strategy that would transform Apple, and with it the entire technology industry. The personal computer, instead of edging toward the sidelines, would become a digital hub that coordinated a variety of devices, from music players to video recorders to cameras. You'd link and sync all these devices with your computer, and it would manage your music, pictures, video, text, and all aspects of what Jobs dubbed your digital lifestyle. Apple would no longer be just a computer company. Indeed, it would drop that word from its name, but the Macintosh would be reinvigorated by becoming the hub for an astounding array of new gadgets, including the iPod and iPhone and iPad. When he was turning 30, Jobs had used a metaphor about record albums. He was musing about why folks over 30 develop rigid thought patterns and tend to be less innovative. People get stuck in those patterns, just like grooves in a record, and they never get out of them, he said. Of course, there are some people who are innately curious, forever little kids in their awe of life, but they're rare. At age 45, Jobs was now about to get out of his groove.